Welcome to our AI podcast. Here are the news of the day. Here's an interesting headline. Textiles Intelligence partners with the ASBCI to analyze the role of artificial intelligence, AI, in the fashion industry, in short. The upcoming ASBCI conference on October 16, 2024, in Halifax, UK, will focus on the impact of AI in the fashion industry, emphasizing innovation, competitive advantages, and ethical considerations. Key discussions will address how AI technologies can be harnessed for better trend prediction, product development, and marketing, while also mitigating associated risks. Dr. Ahmed Zaidi will deliver a keynote on how AI can tackle the textile and clothing industry's persistent challenges. Jack Stratton will discuss retail trends and the implications of AI, drawing insights from major brands like Galeries Lafayette and Tommy Hilfiger. Additionally, Nick Ellie from ASOS will share how AI and 3D technology are revolutionizing product design and reducing time to market. Here's an interesting headline: The Promise and Perils of Synthetic Data. In short, the use of synthetic data generated by AI systems is becoming more popular as companies face difficulties in obtaining large amounts of real data. Synthetic data allows for easier annotation and expansion of training examples. Writer, an enterprise-focused AI company, recently trained a model on nearly all synthetic data, costing only $700,000, compared to an estimated $4.6 million for a similar OpenAI model. The market for synthetic data generation is expected to grow to $2.34 billion by 2030, with Gartner predicting that 60% of data used for AI projects will be synthetically generated this year. Companies like Meta, OpenAI, and Amazon are already using synthetic data to supplement their real-world data and fine-tune their models. Here's an interesting headline: COOs find the key for a positive ROI on GenAI customization. To summarize, here's a summary of the article about AI. A recent survey of chief operating officers, COOs, from companies with over $1 billion in annual revenue found that they expect generative AI to drive positive ROI by the end of the decade. Currently, 22 of COOs report a very positive ROI, up from 17 in May. COOs are increasingly using GenAI for complex tasks, with a 79% increase in using it for production process feedback and a tripling of its use in cybersecurity. The survey also found that the use of GenAI in human resources management and inventory management has doubled in the past 3 months. Despite concerns about short-term ROI, COOs remain optimistic about GenAI's potential. Check out this news. Mistral AI tests Brave-powered search and image generation. Here's a quick summary. Mistral AI is testing new features like web search through Brave, leveraging privacy-focused search index, which could appeal to open-source and privacy-conscious users. Another feature, called Web Search with AFP, could enhance search veracity by using AFP's fact-checking API. Mistral might also introduce image generation capabilities, hinted at by a feature named Black Forest and affiliated with the Flux model from Black Forest Labs. Additionally, a potential Slack integration could allow Mistral to query Slack conversation data, offering an edge in the enterprise sector, particularly with EU regulation compliance. All these features are still in testing, with no clear timeline for release. Up next we have, what are the top face swap and AI image generation tools available online for free? Let me summarize this. Here's a short summary of the article, excluding basic information about AI trends and focusing on specific tools and features. Several online tools offer free access to face swap and AI image generation. DeepAI's image generator transforms text prompts into images and has a feature for seamless face swapping. Other popular tools include FaceApp for advanced photo editing and face swapping, ArtBreeder for collaborative image generation, and This Person Does Not Exist, which generates hyper-realistic port